Let's tackle garlic allium complex. So we want to spend a little time on the subject of garlic and, of course, getting into the area that will be of high interest when we get into the completeness of it. Garlic, of course, as you know, has been used worldwide for thousands of years. There's all kinds of folklore. It's been, of course, used as a flavor and a spice as well, and even a medicine, and it's been known for fighting bacteria and funguses and yeasts and molds, and so we're going to get into a lot of fun things. The one fun area that we may get into, I'm not sure how much time I'll spend on parasites, but the parasite subject is very important, and in certain areas is very prevalent. But in a speech like this, it's very gross. I had one young man, 27 years of age, that had been getting weak and weaker and losing weight, not knowing why. He started with the garlic and passed several worms swirling in the stool. One 27-inch tapeworm. It was incredible what we have seen. I had another lady who was getting severe stomach gripes and hurt and cramps, and I don't know if you've ever heard of hookworm, but it's got a little snout. They're about 4 inches long, and she went on the garlic and passed four major hookworms, and she put them in a jar and mailed them to me. When Carol opened the package, she screamed. And she told me, if I ever get another package, I have to open it up outside. None of those can ever come in our house again. So it's been quite exciting. We'll get around to the parasites of many varieties and many kinds that are real and very, very real in society. And garlic is absolutely an answer. And we'll get into why it is an answer and how it is an answer for other areas of diseases, even into candida. And we'll talk a little on ladies' exciting problems with candida in a moment. But let's go on into the source. Garlic has been used by many, many people, but not to the degree of the quality of what we are producing for you. The competitors out there all sell a garlic, and I'm going to share with you how they process it, how we process it, which is completely different. But we use the whole alum complex of foods. You get into garlic and onions and leek and scallions and scallops, and you get into the elephant garlic, and you get into wild garlic and chives and Chinese chives and rakio, and you start to see all of the different sources of the alum factors, not just the garlic one. See, there are sulfur compounds in the allicin, which is going to be a released factor we get to after the allin and allinase enzyme bond together and release the active factors, which are sulfur compounds. In just garlic, there are 70 different sulfur compounds. When you get into the full alum family, there are many, many more sulfur compounds. And sulfur has been used as an antibiotic and a medicine and a healer in the drug profession for years. And you have the full organic source of the complete sulfur compounds, which are killers of funguses and molds and yeasts and bacteria and viruses and parasites. And you need the full spectrum. We are the first company to put out a full alum complex, giving you the full spectrum of the sulfur compounds. And this is absolutely unique and remarkable to have a product that is so thoroughly complete as what we have here in our garlic allium complex. So let's go through the process of how garlic releases its power and the other alum complexes. And that is the words that have to do with the power in garlic. First is alin, which is the factor that sits here as a dormant factor within all of the allium vegetables and is not released for its full fragrance of smell. Some people love the smell, some people hate the smell of the garlic. Now what happens is when the enzyme allinase is released on the allin, it releases the power of the garlic and the oxidization of the sulfur and releases all the energy of the healing and the restoration and the vermifuge, parasite ridding and all, when the allinase hits the allin and you get allicin. That's what you're after. Now, our competitors, unfortunately, will process the garlic to where they advertise odorless, which means they took the allicin out. They took the allicin out? What are you buying? You're buying a name. You're not getting the value. Others will dry it and aerate it and age it And these are several of the ways that the advertising do. Well, they have aerated it and aged it and dried it. They have let the sulfur compounds oxidize and evaporate and flow out, and you get weaker, 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 weaker potencies. And all of a sudden you start to see that you're not getting a very effective product, which we're going to get around to the power and effectiveness of what we've got. What we have done in our processing is freeze dry. And at the freeze drying, the olein and the olenase have not bonded. And so you have not created any olecin yet. The olecin hasn't even been made yet. Now, of course, we'll get into our targeted delivery of technology for enteric coating this, which means it won't even open in your stomach. It opens in the alkalinity of your intestine. But that enteric coating is another feature we'll say a little bit later. When you do release this factor in your intestine, then is when the olein and olenase bond, and you get all the power released in you fresh, with a vibrant power right there. But because it's released so far down in your intestine, you don't get the breath. So you could call it odor-free, although it's not totally. You do get the odor-free feeling without having to go through the degradation and ruination of the garlic to cause you to be able to make that claim. And the proof that we do have the results is that the next time that you see it, look out. That was supposed to be funny. What I mean by that is when you go to the bathroom, close the door. Now, I won't say it any plainer than that. But you know it's powerful. You can brag about it one time through and you say, yes! And you'll know what I mean, and you got to try it to see this power and the strength of this garlic and all the allium complexes and get into the full sulfur release, and you start to see some serious value here, especially if you get into 6 or 9, and you'll start to see some genuine value. Now, of course, not only do we have the full sulfur cascade, we have the full lipid spectrum. And we have had an oil garlic also in the past, and most people do not also have the lipid spectrum. They give you a dry base, and they miss another category of the lipid factors that balance triglycerides and reduce cholesterol and work with cardiovascular disease and overcome hypertension and dilate capillaries. And you have all this other effect from the full lipid spectrum as well, giving you the full value of all of the factors that's there in the garlic. Now here comes the power. In 2 capsules, we deliver 4,200 micrograms of olecin. Scientists have a standard of a measurement for doing a study. The scientists have decided that the studies all over the world, anybody doing a study on garlic, are going to do a study on the value of 4,000 micrograms of olecin. This is the universal measurement so that when they do a study, they all have the basis correctly. The interesting thing is that in 2 capsules, we put 4,200 micrograms of olecin accessible, proven bioavailability. We did a study of the marketplace out there of 28 other garlics that are for sale, 28 of the big names out there that are being sold at millions of dollars worth. And you would be almost ashamed of what they have in there. Some at 200, a few at 400, a couple at 800. And you're supposed to have 4,000. And for a day portion, some of them recommending as high as 6 of their tablets a day for a daily portion, and still only offering 800 micrograms with 6. And all of a sudden you come around to the standard of science and the power of the marketplace out there, and we are the only company that reaches the scientific study potency and with the daily portion of just 2 a day. Wow. Do you see what we have here? This is a superior garlic with a superior spectrum of the alum compounds, and it just is absolutely incredible. It's protected against the stomach acid with the technology of enteric coating. The enteric coating, of course, is the coating on the outside of the capsule that the hydrochloric acid will not dissolve. It only opens up in alkalinity, and then it poofs open, and you get the full delivery in the intestine without it being in the stomach or degradation of the value from hydrochloric acid eating it. And, of course, then it opens up in the intestinal tract. Now, it protects against several areas. Infections and disease, yes. Low-grade infections, people whose immune system is compromised and they haven't been into carotenoid, flavonoid, or cruciferous. And so now you have to have a presence of a certain count of viruses and bacteria, and garlic has a potential of lowering these infectious diseases and for the heart health and the hypertension and the cholesterol reduction, and even protects against cancer. It's very famous for gastrointestinal cancers. And another area of protection of cancer that garlic seems to have is in the skin. It seems to, as it permeates through your body and reaches the skin, there's an effect from garlic in the skin that is very important for skin cancer. So this is another great area for garlic, and the power and effectiveness of ours, and the completeness of the full sulfur compounds and the full lipid spectrum of garlic. It just is dominantly superior to anything on the market. When you say garlic, we don't even have a competitor. It's this good and this much better than the rest. But the also working in the bacteria growths, you get into the yeast. Let's talk just a little bit about the yeast. Ladies seem to complain more about a condition of candida, but men do get candidas too. But the reason that the candida is so effective negatively to the ladies is that in your intestinal flora, the culture that is down your intestine, you have good guys and bad guys, of course. The good guys are the lactobacilli like Acidophilus and Bulgaricus and Bifidus and some of those cultures that will sour your starches. And when you sour your starches, you synthesize your B vitamins. If candida takes over in your intestinal tract from antibiotics you may have taken or other medicines or too many aspirins or too much alcohol, too much preservatives in your food, and however you destroy the lactobacillus in your intestinal tract, when the yeast takes over and you get candida, then you no longer are souring your starches and you are no longer making the B vitamins. And when you sour your starches with candida yeast, you brew ethyl alcohol and you actually put alcohol in your bloodstream from fermenting your starches, and this throws a false high sugar and then a sugar drop, and it moves you into hypoglycemia, which gives you extreme fatigue and exhaustion and soreness and achy muscles, and then eventually moves you into PMS. And PMS is very, very vicious on a lady. I'm not sure if I told you about the PMS. PMS is so hard on a lady that it ends up having the home in such stress that it's the worst 5 to 10 days in the lady's life, and it's the worst 5 to 10 days in the husband's life, worst 5 to 10 days in the kid's life, worst 5 to 10 days in the dog's life. There's a little poem about it, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But the little joke that some people say is not a joke, I had one lady come up mad at me, so this is a science joke. Do you know the difference between a lady with PMS and a terrorist? You can negotiate with a terrorist. You don't want candida, going to hypoglycemia, going to PMS. And you need your B vitamins up. And if your B vitamins are not up, then as you secrete your normal female hormones, you will throw you into anxiety and panic attacks because your B vitamins are not there to support you. So the whole system is based upon conquering this yeast. And we have now found that there are 22 different Candida albicans strains of Candida that garlic knocks all 22 of them out. This is your therapy for knocking out the population of Candida yeast. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to eat a bad meal the next meal and start the process over again. So you do have to watch your diet and not be eating sugary things and yeasty things and staying away from what knocks out your lactobacilluses, which is aspirins and antibiotics and alcohols and all these preservative foods again. If you'll be a purist in your diet after you've knocked the candida under control and let your lactobacilluses start souring your starches and making the B's, you'll be all right. You'll be wonderful. So don't start it all over again. But the best way to conquer and get it under control is run yourself through a hard garlic program. And the only garlic program would be having the full spectrum of sulfur compounds, the full lipid factors of the oil of garlic, the full alum family of foods. And when you know that that's what you should take, and you know there's only one choice on the market, GNLD, then you start to see that we have the very best first hit on candida. And this is important to get you through the first hit. Don't start it up again. But this is going to be wonderful. You're going to have so many recommendations and so many testimonies about it. Because it's so powerful, you may not need as much, but I'd still recommend that if you're fighting a furious case of yeast and candida, that you go ahead and do 6 a day for a period of maybe 9 or 10 days. And at the same time, you'll get this other benefit of a vermifuge. So don't be surprised what you might find, but you can be happy that it's gone. And there are many people that have problems that they're weak, they're skinny, they don't know why, and there's a certain bad breath that goes with parasites. And once you get used to this certain bad breath, you can tell when people have this problem, and you'll start to identify it quite often. And every time that I get that little whiff, and I recommend the garlic, almost every one of them comes back saying, "Wow, you should have seen that." I said, "No, I don't want to see it." But if you ever want a good vermifuge, a parasite ridder, this is going to do that as well as balance the yeast and fight the infection, and you get the benefit of the garlic you never have heard of or seen before. Kind of summary reviewing now for eliminating blood clotting, for lowering the platelets, lubricating the platelets, balancing the triglycerides, overcoming the hypertension, as well as the cancer of the gastrointestinal tract. Very important here. This is famous for working in that. I might add a few of the symptoms that you get while this happens, which is similarly humorous, but very, very important for you to know, and that is that if you do have certain compromised tissue down through the gastrointestinal tract, as this tissue is need is met with the sulfur hitting it, you get a very strong amount of gas. And so this you need to know. It could seriously surprise you. But if you get that, don't say, "Oh, I'm allergic to the product." Say that you're getting some benefit from some possibly compromised areas, and so you can say, "Great," if you can hear it in the process. Sometimes I say more than I should. All right, as a summary, of course, we have the broad spectrum, the whole food of the allium family. This is important to know. The complete phytonutrient a profile of all of the alliums, the high allicin content, the scientific study power and potency, and the targeted delivery technology, and all builds together for the release of the greatest garlic allium complex ever put on the market, and we are the company that has it. Aren't you proud of GNLD?